The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
I'm joined on the line from Augusta by Philip Reid, the golf correspondent of the Irish Times. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I know it's very early there, but we had a late night last night watching Rory going through the agonies, but still managing to finish joint leader and therefore in the last group going out today.
That's right. And obviously, the six-shot lead that he held yesterday morning disappeared quite dramatically, especially around the main corner. The double bogey on 11 and the bogey on 12. And he managed the par 5, 13 teeter. But he recovered well. He got two birdies after that. And he's in the shade with Sam Burns. So he's in a good position, but not the great. In yesterday morning.
Now, what he did say himself was he's in the last group, and therefore that's where you want to be, because your fate is more or less in your own hands when you're following the others. You know what they're doing. You know what you have to do.
Well, that's right. When you're the pursuer, there's only one thing you can do, and that's be aggressive. Where when you're in some ways protect shot lead in his own mindset. He was trying to be aggressive, but as we've been over the first 2 days, though he had a record six-shot lead at the halfway stage, his driving had been, let's say, a little bit wayward, and he was ranked 90 out of 91 players in terms of driving accuracy. So that told a little tale about how he had almost been like Sevier Ballesteros in terms of creativity and recovery and escape.
Yeah,
I mean, I caught up a bit with him yesterday.
That occurred to me as I was watching that he was doing a Sevi on it, because that was Sevi's famous skill. I mean, he was a man, Sevi was, who learned as a child with, what was it, three clubs he went around the golf course with and had to use them to do everything.
That's right, and that's where all that creativity came from. But you know, Sevi also of Augusta, you know, he's been a number of multiple times around here. Rory is trying to go back to back, which is an incredibly difficult feat. Only three players, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods and Nick Faldo, have ever managed to successfully defend their titles. So that's the sort of position that Rory is in. After he finished last night, he went, spent maybe 10-15 minutes on range just working. Left miss going, he went into the water on the 11th, and it's a penal shot around here that, you know, if you have that in your armory, you really don't want, you need to get rid of it because it just leads to trouble.
It was very interesting looking at the greens as the day wore on and the sun got a bit low in the sky. You could actually see the extraordinary undulations of the greens, which in high sunlight are not that visible.
Well, it's just a very hilly place, Pat. This is Masters, and every time I come back, I'm just enthralled by what faces you when you come through that onto that first tee. It's just the undulations just up the green, but it's everywhere. It's on the there's quite a lot of hanging lies, you know, which in golf and parlance is not what players want to do, because it means then, you know, it just adds to the difficulty of the whole shots.
Yeah. Now, you can't discount Shane Lowry either. I mean, what is he? He's fourth overnight and a couple of shots off the lead, which is not a bad place to be.
He's in a great position. I was behind, directly behind Shane yesterday when he had his home one on the sixth hole. And the beauty about Augusta is there are no mobile phones. Everyone is watching. They're living in the moment. So when he had that hole in one, the whole place just erupted. And you could see Shane being energized by the whole thing. He loves, well, any golfer getting a hole in one or Augusta. Love it, but particularly Shane, like his body language, you know, like he just gets a smile and he's fist pumping the air and he's hugging everybody. But he's right in it. He's two shots behind and arguably playing better golf tee to green than Rory, and well, maybe Cameron is playing the best of all, but Shane is right up there and he's a great chance for a second major title.
After that hole in one, his rejoicing reminded me of his rejoicing when he ensured that Europe was going to keep the Ryder Cup. The same sort of dancing on the...
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, what can they do to prepare for today? I mean, it's a massive mental challenge. It's a physical challenge. More, I suppose, mental more than anything else, because these guys don't routinely fluff shots. So it's all in the head.
Well, golf is a mental game, but the problem for those really in contention is the tee time is so late, so they have to fill in the mornings. They're probably going to get up a little bit later than they normally do. They'll, I think Rory was talking about watching Zootopia for party. They'll probably go to the gym. They'll have lunch with their families, and then they get to the range maybe 2-3 hours before their rounds start, doing their driving, short game area, and then they'll finish off with putting before going on to the golf course.
Philip, we have to leave it there. We'll all be joining, watching that later on, but that's all we've time for.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.